I will be giving a workshop in the next few weeks, so get on our list, natapr.com, not to miss anything. AI, artificial intelligence is everywhere, and it made me think about intelligent public relations, and this is what I'm talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the episode 183 of the Nata PR School podcast. Intelligent public relations. So this is something I've been thinking about for the past few weeks. So welcome, my PR friends. And I'm sure you're like me. You hear every day more than once something, or you see something, you read an article about AI and artificial intelligence. And that made me think about what would be, if I would put this word close to public relations, intelligent public relations, what would that be like? So for us at the Nata PR agency, public relations, this is what we practice, intelligent public relation. And this is what came to my mind. Intelligent public relations are thoughtful, take the time to analyze context, don't follow trends at all costs, right? So sometimes we do follow trends, like fashion trends, I should say, or trends at all costs. Thinking means making connections, thinking. And with the speed of social media, my clients always say, we have to do something. We have to send this out quickly. We have to publish now. Thinking has become a luxury. A luxury not to be ignored, though, because if you have a business and you want to keep your market share, you need to take the time to think, thinking, not just reacting. So consulting an intelligent public relations agency is an excellent strategy to help you think better. So how do you recognize a public relations agency that practices intelligence? Here are some clues. We're not the only one. And I would say look for any intelligent agencies. But a public relations agency, for me, this is what they are. It's an agency that won't tell you at the first meeting that they can solve all your communication problems. I don't believe in that. So the agency will ask you for information about your competitors. They want to know where you are, what's happening in your market. They will ask you about your challenges and what you want to achieve. This agency, intelligent PR agency, will honestly tell you no if it feels it can't serve you well. This is crucial, my friends. I respect companies so much and their budget. Like, money is money. And it has, for me, a strong value, of course. So I do say no. This is something that we discuss a lot at the agency. I will ask, the agency will ask you for time to make you a tailor-made offer, a made-to-measure offer, an intelligent offer just for you. They won't just sell you the recipe of the agency, so be aware of that. I've worked with agencies that even sold me their recipe, and it didn't work well, really. It was a digital marketing agency. All this to say that taking the time to analyze the context, this is what an intelligent public relations agency will do. Taking the time means to analyze context means listening to you. They will be asking questions, a lot of questions. They will analyze your market and do some researches. So depending on your market and the targeted clientele, working with TikTokers, for example, can be something optional. Maybe you don't have to do that right away. Maybe it's not good for your type of brand right away, or you have to be very, very selective. And maybe this is not where you should be starting. Oh, as simple as that. So we have clients who don't work with personalities or, you know, spokespeople, and they don't want, even want to hear the word influencers. But these brands, they love opinion leaders. They recognize that some people have a great influence. So if you think about a chef that owns a very famous restaurant who chooses to talk about a device, let's say something like Thermomix, huh? He cooks with it and he, my God, is impressed with it, decides to talk about it. So this is a key opinion leader that will undoubtedly have an impact on your clientele, for example, and will influence people who are thinking of maybe buying your Thermomix. This is like adding value, right? This is what intelligent PR will. It will add value to what you're doing, to your marketing. So proposing activations and communications that go beyond current trends. Yes. So not following the flavor of the month, because I love trends. Trends are very important, but let's be careful with what's happening there, because it's not because it's a trend that it's for you. This means not following the flavor of the month. This means not selling you an event at all costs, even if you're celebrating an important anniversary. Events are crazy expensive, and I'm very sensible to that. So can we achieve the same results without having an event or having a different type of event? Not the event of your dream? So not imposing paid partnership with influencers, TikTokers of the moment simply because they have a large community. They have so much influence. They're famous, my friend. So yes, we have to work with them. Well, just be careful when you hear agencies telling you that, oh, you should be working with so-and-so. Because it doesn't mean because they're famous that their fans are for you. And depending on your market, sometimes we do some researches and it's so crazy. Like we have influencers in some markets and let's say a client is just in a specific market. They want to work with this influencer. They've seen them on their social media platform. But when we look at their followers, 90% is not in their market. So that's why be careful with, you know, I want to work with them. I know them. I've heard of them. And third thing, sharing our field knowledge with clients. You know, this is about telling the truth and not selling ready-to-make recipes. So if an agency is selling you their recipe, they sell the same thing to all their clients, be aware. Be careful. So intelligent public relations truly care about their clients and feel they are part of the adventure. This is how I feel, actually, when I think about my clients. I'm so sensible because I own a company myself, so I understand what budgets are, and I'm very respectful of, you know, where they are and what they try to achieve, and respectful of their budgets. So to me, I'm part of the adventure. So these intelligent agencies see you from the inside. I see you from the, not just through smoke and mirrors, right? And not everything that shines is golden. So I invite you to seek out intelligent partners in all aspects of your business, and intelligent agencies strong in their expertise and heartful intelligence. So they really care. Find people that really care. So we are preparing a workshop, my PR friends, that will be offered next March in a few weeks. So sign up. You can sign up on our website to be receive our newsletter, natapr.com. Or you can, of course, always download one of our model, the NataPR model, if you want, and you'll end up on our list as well. So hopefully this little intelligent podcast, I hope, was really full of information and makes you think. This is a little PR break. And hopefully more than anything, I hope to see you at the workshop, first of all. And I hope you'll be listening to this podcast next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NataPR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.